What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We're back with another episode, man, and it just keeps getting better, man, because everybody probably want to know, like, you know, it started with the rules of engagement when it comes to dating, and it just trickles down because we've all had to face some type of engagement when it came to, you know, you started dating. And then this happens, that happens. And just a recap from from last week, you know, we just went in on it. You know, was cheating a choice? Or is it caused by circumstances?
Combination.
You know, and I truly believe it's a combination of both. But at the end of the day, that circumstances doesn't have to happen. It comes down to a choice.
Yeah, definitely becomes a choice. You know, like we said, certain circumstances kind of push you into the deep end and to make a choice. But ultimately, you're going to make a choice one way or the other, right or wrong.
Now, coming up in our chocolate letter later on at the bottom of the hour, it kind of touches with just that. In the letter, there was some circumstances that took place within their relationship that caused some choices to occur. But we're going to dive into that a little bit later. But let's go to our subject for tonight as we continue this three-part series of Is Cheating a Choice or Caused by Circumstances? And joining us is the lovely Shireen. Hey. She's going to be in the building. Hey, what's happening with you, darling?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. I am actually great. Glad to finally see you in the studio. I know you've been trying to get on for a minute. I told him to get you on, and hot damn, I got you on.
I know, you made it happen. I just had to stalk you at every event.
That is fine. That is fine with me because, god damn it, it worked. It worked. So baby, go ahead and read our topic question of tonight.
All right.
And
make it go away.
I know it's in something about
me. All right, there we go. Okay, so the question tonight is, would you be a snitch and tell your best friend that you saw their significant other cheating with somebody else?
Ooh, I'm gonna start with Boot over there because he over there like, let me see what I got to say.
This is Double Jeopardy.
Uh-oh.
I had a situation happen like this a couple years back. Two of my best friends were involved. One woman was with a dude with one of my friends. The other dude happened to be sliding in the mustard, if you know what I mean. So when I found
Lord
out,
have mercy. Not
so when I found out about it, you know, I said something. But before I said something, I told my homie. I said, "Listen, man, we've been going back for so long, all three of us. So it ain't gonna fall on my hands. I'm going to let them know, and we're going to deal with this because we've been childhood friends." You see what I'm saying?
So here's the thing about the childhood friend. Now, you know your childhood friend and how he would react to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So after you told him, who did he end up believing? How did he treat you after that?
Oh, we stronger than them.
Oh.
And he didn't believe me at first.
Of course
but
not. Of course not. It's the power of the...
When he went to our other friend, and the other friend already knew what I was going to tell. He just came out and said, this is what happened. And
so did he ever trust another female again?
I mean, we older now, man. You live and you learn, you move on. If you stuck in that same old rigmarole, man, then guess what? You never going to pass the test.
Yeah, that is actually true. So I'm going to go to our in-studio guest, Shireen, and let me get your take on that. You see your homegirl, boyfriend, husband, whatever, out there gyrating or doing whatever they doing out there in the streets. What you going to do? You going to snitch or you going to keep it to yourself?
Oh, I'm definitely going to snitch.
Oh.
Definitely going to snitch. Because I've been on the other side. What? Don't look at me like that. I've been on the other side. I would want you to snitch to me, so I'm going to snitch to you. Yes.
Okay. Well, I just think for myself, I would... It depends on who the person is. I mean, they say your best friend, because everybody ain't your best friend.
Right.
Until shit pops off. So, and I to me personally, if I know that I'm not this type of person that's going to sit up there and just, you know, just run a parade on you and just tell you some anything and cause drama, then I'm going to tell you, bruh, look here. Such and such and such was out there grinding and doing her thing. I ain't got no evidence other than my own eyes. Now, I got pictures, but I ain't going to show them to you because you're gonna take your own advice. But at the end of the day, you do your own investigation. That's y'all business. So I'm kind of like on the fence in that regards, depending on who it is. Now, if it's just, you know, just a guy I play basketball with or work with, whatever. I ain't finna get involved with that. Listen, go and read some of them comments, because them comments like all off the chain tonight.
All right, so why phrase honesty as cheating, TJ? If I saw my bestie's significant other in public with another girl, I would go right up to him and say hi. And in the chit-chat, I would ask, where's your wife / girlfriend? He would know he was busted, and she would know he was cheating. No shade behind the back.
Well,
that's a good way to call it out.
You call it shade.
You know, going to snitch, I'm going to let you know in your face. I guess that's what they saying.
Well, I mean, I think it's already a given that you're going to tell your best friend. You should. So my point is, if he was honest with the chick, the side chick, about what's going on, does that really hurt what's going on? It doesn't.
Shireen?
I mean, if the side chick wants to be a side chick, then let her be a side chick.
That's it.
That's the new millennial going on.
Yeah,
there, right?
I mean, there was an Instagram post about this. Like, some people think that that's cool now to be the side chick.
If you ain't got a side chick, something must be wrong with you.
Yeah, like, but I was a side chick once. The minute I found out, I called the woman. I called the wife. The wife was like, she had no idea existed. And I was like, how do you exist? I've Googled you. You do not exist. And she's like, I don't believe in social media. I'm like, bitch, you better get on social media, because that's how a woman gets your man. Like, you need to be on social media. I know it wasn't her fault, but I put all the blame on her. I was like, you are not online. You need a presence. And why are you not at your in-laws' barbecue on Sundays? Like, why am I at the barbecue and you're not at the barbecue? Where do you exist?
Hey, that's well.
Man, that's love.
No, the whole family knew I was the side chick except me.
Whoa. She lost me on that one. The whole family knew that she was the side, but like...
Yeah, I was going to the barbecues. I was hanging out with the brother. I was at their house.
They don't
chilling.
Like the wife.
Oh, they must don't like the wife.
They didn't like her anyway.
I think that's what it is. I think they like you better than the
wife. Oh, I called her up. She's like, who are you? I was like, I'm about to tell you who I am.
Just give me 1 second.
Now, baby, I don't think you elaborate enough on this here. Does it depend on who it is before you go snitch?
Well, see, first of all, just because I see my best friend, mate with someone, I don't want to just assume they're cheating. Okay, that's number one. Because, I mean, I'm obviously we're talking about them doing something inappropriate, you know.
Okay.
So if I saw them doing something inappropriate, I'm probably going to be like that person, you know. I'm not going to be keeping a secret. I'm going to walk up. Because them knowing who I am, they already know. Oh, boy. You know, if they are doing something, they ain't got no business doing. So I'm not really big on the snitching part, but I'll lead the horse to the water.
But is it snitching, though?
It's undercover snitching.
Yeah, it's dry snitching. I probably love dry snitching. You know what I'm saying? I'll take you to the park. You want to play on the swings or you want to go to the slide?
What you doing tonight? You want to... Let's get dressed. Go on, put your party clothes on, and we finna go on out here to this party.
Let me ask you this question, guys. Like, why would you call that snitchy? Where's your loyalty? Who's your loyalty to?
I've been screwed before by telling.
I understand.
You know, and
that's
this time in our lives, you know, we all adults. First of all, you probably know your man or your woman ain't shit.
Right.
Ooh. Or they on the fence of not being about shit. Pretty you know, you probably already suspected it, unless you actually just kind of just being turning a blind eye. You know your mate, if that's your man or woman.
I understand that, baby, but I'm going to use your words against you in this one.
Uh-oh.
Total transparency doesn't start with a relationship between a man and a woman. It can start between friends. So if you're going to allow your friend to go through this this sunken place without knowing or having the weapons to fight back, then who really?
Maybe.
Well,
I'm probably going to tell best friend.
I honestly think that at this point, number one, if you ain't doing nothing in public with this other person of the opposite sex, how can you assume that you are doing filth? So you go back and run your mouth. Hey, girl, look who I saw at Chili's sitting next to each other, kicking and laughing. Girl, I knew that nigga wasn't Jet. Who you talking about? Show me the picture. Oh, girl, that's his sister. His sister? They don't look alike. Well, that's his stepsister or whatever. Or girl, you know I had a cousin that came in town? I had to work, so I told her to take her out to such and such and such. So when you go in and start running your mouth before you know the facts, then you make yourself look like an ass.
Maybe.
So therefore, I'm going to give you rule number one, if you are going to do it, not to say that I done did it. But I will say this. If you are going to tiptoe outside in public, in a public venue, and I ain't talking about, you know, the hole in the wall. I'm talking about you bring somebody within 20-mile radius that you may think somebody going to be around. You asking for trouble.
Right.
But if you do it, you better stay over there. She better stay over there. You better play kiki ha-ha. You better high-five her.
Right.
You better not be like...
Kiss,
because at that point, that's like it's up for interpretation.
Yeah.
But when you sit up there and all booed up and be like, "Hey, let me feed this to you." Oh, no, bitch, you no, I don't want that. I don't know where your hands been at. No, you gotta show some. No, stop.
We're just entertaining. I'm not cheating.
Come on, guys.
Shireen, she wanna say something. She wanna say something.
No, that was just funny. I'm just entertaining. I'm not cheating. I love that line.
I told. Hey, we always said it.
We're just
black
browsing.
Men don't cheat. We do what?
We entertain.
I've never heard that before.
You heard it first. You heard it first. Oh man, we got to love it, Shireen here, actress, comedian, podcaster herself is in the building. Welcome to the show, darling.
Thank you for having me.
Oh man, it's a pleasure. Every time I'm on the red carpet, I see her. I'm like, yes, there she is again. Hey, TJ, we're gonna have me on the show. I'm gonna get you. All right, another month go by, be on the carpet again. Hey, Shireen, how you doing? Hey, TJ, we're gonna get me on the show. Hey, well, guess what? God damn it, we got you on the show, and I'm happy to have you today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. Okay. I'm Shireen Kassam. I call myself the funny brown girl because I'm funny, brown, and a girl, I think. No, I'm just joking.
She beautiful brown, and she funny. She beautiful, and she brown, and yeah.
I am. Think brown, I'm funny, like, brown girl. Don't feel bad calling me that. All these political people are like, that's not PC. It's totally PC. I made the term, so you're fine using it. I don't get it. People are like, you're being a racist to yourself. I'm like, no, I'm not. I am an actress. I've done a couple things with Samantha, who's your co-host, who is not here, I guess.
Oh, she tuned in.
Is she?
Yeah,
I do have a podcast. It's called Creative Breakthrough. I spotlight creatives of color in between who are in arts, entertainment, and business on, about how to win. Like, what are the strategies to be successful? So I feel like as a person of color who's a creative, we don't have mentors in a network to help us get to the top. So these people that I interview give us strategies to win. And then I'm a comedian. I've been on HBO. I've been on NBC. I've traveled all over the world. I've performed in Vietnam, South Africa, Kenya, Dubai, all of the Middle East, Europe, England. You name it, I've been there. So, yeah, that's me.
Wow, that is awesome. So, we bringing celebrities up in this piece here. Listen, before you become a celebrity, why you're a celebrity, and lay it on. Because at the end of the day, the good thing about it is that I don't discriminate who comes on my show. Because people are like, TJ, you don't have no white folks on there. Oh, trust me, they coming. Oh, TJ, you always got black folks on your show. Okay, I know, but hold tight. I won't have more people. Now, those who are not watching on Facebook, you know, you hear the voice, and she called herself funny brown girl. Me, like, okay, all right. She must be one of them proper black girls. go on, let the people know what's your nationality.
Oh, let them. Oh, you. I thought you were gonna guess. My bad. My parents are actually from Africa. My mom is from Kenya. My dad is from Tanzania. So on my mom's side, they're from Africa, but on my dad's side, they're from Iran. So a little bit of a mix of Iran, African, and then my great grandmother was a slave. So in Zanzibar, so she could be anything. So that's why there's some Indian in us too, I would assume.
Indian.
Yeah. So Indian, now, Iranian, and then just from Africa.
Just like that. Listen. That's nice. a mix of everything.
Yeah.
And she's funny. You know, if you ain't seen her, you gotta Google her. Okay. Go on YouTube, and she's been on the improv, and man, look at her, definitely. So like, how can the people find you on social media other than Instagram?
You can go to funnybrowngirl.com, and you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Funny Brown Girl. I'm everywhere. Funny Brown Girl. Just Google it.
So what new projects you have coming up?
Oh man, so many things. I'm in the Florida's Funniest semifinals coming up in Tampa in a couple weeks. So you guys, if you're in Tampa, you should come out to the Florida's Funniest. I can get you free tickets for that. I am still working on my podcast. Season 2 is going to launch in September. Okay. So I've got some really good people lined up for that. And then I'm starting a side hustle because I felt like I didn't have enough things on my plate. So I started an online business.
You ain't selling that dope online, is it?
I'm selling the dope part that doesn't make you high.
Oh, okay. It just makes you funny and act crazy.
No, it just relaxes you. It takes away the stress, the anxiety, helps me kind of, you know, mellow down.
That sounds like weed to me.
Yes, but you don't get high, so I can still go to work.
Oh, okay. Okay. All
right, and cool. Pass the drug test.
that sounds great.
I'm just let TJ just go and keep sinking and sinking in the ship.
That's kind of good. You want to go ahead?
Well, no. What I'm curious on, you know, you say you like get comedy in like Dubai, you know, places like that where, you know, women are not usually kind of accepted. How did that go?
Well, there's different parts of the Middle East. There's still like those hardliners, the religious people who really believe that women should be covered up and not have a voice. Dubai is actually very liberal in that sense. A lot of expats, first of all, live in Dubai. A lot of Americans, British, Indian people live in Dubai. And so there's a lot of undercover places now. I mean, the only place you can drink in Dubai is at a hotel. So that's where they do the comedy shows, inside hotels, where it's kind of safeguarded because there's security, so you can't get those hardliners who come in there. But yeah, no, I mean what's funny though is I actually get more slack when I do comedy in Orlando, like Lakeland, Melbourne, Ocala, Homosassa. That's actually where I feel more scared for my life than when I go to places like Cape Town or Dubai, or even like when I was in Vietnam and they were like, you can't question the government because they didn't have Facebook at the time, and I like said it on stage. I'm like, why don't y'all have Facebook? And right away they were like, shh, they will arrest you. But I still didn't feel scared, as I feel scared when I perform comedy here sometimes.
That is crazy.
I did not know that. Oh my goodness. Ooh. Jesus.
Yeah, I've had a guy pull a gun out at me at a show. I've been banned from a club in Melbourne, Florida. I'm not allowed to go back there because I'm Muslim, and the people there didn't want a Muslim come. Did I mention I was Muslim? Yes, yeah, so I'm Muslim. It's called Groucho's. Yeah, I'm not allowed to go back there. I get some really angry people. The minute they will love me doing my comedy, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, they're like, oh, I like her. Then I say I'm Muslim, and boom, half the audience is like, who let her in here? Get rid of her. Send her back. And I'm like, but
so
I.
They didn't take that as a part of your comedy act?
No, and that's the whole point of my comedy act is like to introduce them to an American who is just like them. And then say, but I'm Muslim, so how does that make us different? But that word just, some people will turn on you so fast. I mean, I've had people make death threats against me. I've had people go on Facebook and, like, just slam me in the most unprofessional way, too.
Ooh, child.
So, yeah. Mm. I will perform in Dubai anytime.
I want to put that on my bucket list. I want to go to Dubai until you told me that I only can drink in a hotel.
Well, that's right. You're going to be in the hotel.
Yeah, it's
well,
not that bad.
At least you'll be safe.
I mean, I saw Fast and the Furious when they were walking up to the thing and the desert and the what was one that like a beach or something, and they was outside. That was
at the hotel.
Oh, that's what. Okay, because I saw the outside when they were stepping up like bosses. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That was hotel.
Yeah, because they were driving the car in the hotel.
Well, let's make it happen.
All right, we can get that. It makes sense now. So now, last week, I got to ask you this question. So, do you think cheating is a choice, or is it caused by circumstances?
Oh, it's definitely a choice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's definitely a choice.
How so?
Because you know if you're happy in your relationship or not. You're making that conscious decision if you're not happy.
But what happens when you don't get the pipe?
Then but that means you're not happy.
Okay. So is that not circumstances because I'm not getting the pipe?
No, because you're still making that choice.
All right. Well, what if you stop providing?
Stop providing what?
You stop providing whatever you're doing to provide. Because Buddha, you want to explain to her the three P's?
I heard about these last week.
I know what I laugh because he said if a man has, oh, I said if a man has three P's, which is provide, protect, and pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Then
okay.
He's all good. He can't do no wrong.
Maybe.
So if he lacks one of them, it now becomes.
But why are you with? So,
it
why
now
are you
becomes
with
circumstantial
him?
Because now. Okay, I was getting all the three P's, and something happened where now I can't get the pipe on the regular, and you make me wait 4 or 5 months. Hold on, something happened. I'm tired of using Bob. I'm tired of using him. And I'm tired of spending my money on batteries on him. So,
now you got one. You know, you can plug them in now. There's USB charger ones. Yep. You don't need batteries.
I wouldn't know. But if you,
my own girl has
so if you actually take out one of those elements, and now it turns into a circumstantial situation to where you talk about it, but nothing still gets corrected. You talk about it, it still doesn't get corrected. So now you're faced with a circumstance of, okay, this joke ain't listening to me, and then you got Willie.
Trying to take matters in your
from
own hand.
Accounting that's there to listen to all your grievance.
Willie from accounting.
And Willie starts paying those bills, or he provides that pipe. So now you're getting two of the three from the main source, and you're getting that pipe from Willie on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Only on Tuesdays.
Only on Tuesdays and Thursdays. During these hours. So now you've done satisfied yourself because of those circumstances has never been fulfilled. So is it still a choice that you made that? Or did those circumstances make you make that choice?
It's still a choice because I could have just left the man who's not providing for me.
But is that reason why you're going to leave him?
Yeah, if really? He's not providing one of the three P's, then yeah. Look, have you seen me? I can get
him. I'm going to change the circumstance.
I can get another man who can provide the three P's plus more. I don't need to stick around.
You heard it.
Okay, so what about a sugar daddy? He only can do so much.
I don't need a sugar daddy. I can get a real man.
He can provide for you. He can pay that rent.
I can pay my own rent.
But that's part of providing.
But I don't understand why I need a sugar daddy. Why can't I get a regular ass man?
Well, you can get that. Can he protect? What if he, you know?
What does protect mean? Like own a gun or like protect like?
Protect home. Booty. You want to explain? You want to explain that?
What I mean by protect, like if you get your ass whooped in front of your girl, mama just go ahead and pack your bags. head to another city because it's a done dollar. Because she always going to say, well, you ain't whooped that other dude ass. I'm just saying. Hey.
That's not all. I keep telling him, I will, as long as he's putting up a good fight, he got to be putting up a good fight. Now, if you get beat up, you're not going to win all your fights.
I'm going to win all my fights.
But what if he gets hurt and people do that?
Just saying, yes. You know. You can't be cowering during this fight.
What if you do a Floyd Mayweather and you just ducking and dodging, and every now and again you get a stick here? And
I mean, I need to see you. You know what I'm saying? You taking some. You know what I'm saying? You putting in some effort while I'm over there hollering.
So you ain't gonna step in to help.
Well, see, I'm not even. I ain't fighting. I'm going to get my little I'm going to get my little scrap. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shoot in the air, though.
You gonna have one of them Harlem Knight pistols.
Well, it ain't Harlem Knight. It's a little bit bigger than Harlem Knight.
Uh-oh.
Okay, sorry.
So
I'm legal, y'all.
Oh,
she definitely doing legal stuff. So primarily, at this point, you know, people want to know if you are in a relationship.
I am in a relationship. I know, it's surprising. It shocks me every time I say it.
Oh, gosh.
He says it's been 3 years. I think it's only been like a year. I have to do the math.
Oh,
wait a minute, 36 months or 12? Let me see.
Something like that. So now as far as in this relationship, and we've been talking about this, if one of your friends says, you know, hey, I seen such and such and such down on Church Street dancing up on some hoochie, you might want to come down here and get your man. Now, are you going to believe it, or you going to be like, okay, you know what? You play too much. He wouldn't do that. What would you do?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What would you do?
This is like a close friend, or this is just a friend?
No, it's a close friend. But at the same time, how close is this friend?
I don't know. You tell me. How close is this friend?
Close enough to get to a point where y'all talk each and every day, or y'all talk about certain things.
Oh, then I'm driving my ass down there to see for myself, and then I'm changing the locks.
For dancing?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he ain't got no... Why? I can dance for him.
No, if he had the club and you know he dancing.
Not if you didn't tell me he was at the club.
Okay, well, maybe...
Because my boyfriend doesn't go to the club, so if he was at the club, something's going on.
Well,
okay.
These are as the brown girl turns.
So would you, since you put it that way, would you allow him to go to a... club scene, lounge where, you know, they may have some dancers or music playing, and somebody be like, oh, I like you, Charlie. Let me go ahead and dance up on you.
Yeah, so he doesn't know how to dance, so I'm not worried about that.
That makes it even more attractive.
Not worried about that, but...
That makes it even more attractive.
But if he were to tell me he was going to a, like, club where women are going to take off clothes and get on him, I'd be okay with it as long as he told me he was going to do that.
I was going to a strip club with him.
Yeah, no. I would. He won't let me come with him, though.
No. So I got a question. Sorry, baby.
No, you're good. We're good.
As somebody who dated you, would you consider yourself like overprotective, jealous type? Because what I heard was, if a motherfucker dancing on me and on him, I'm going in. I'm changing locks. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. So... where you sit on this thing?
I think I need to be a little bit more protective, because my mama got mad at me actually last week, because she's like, you never met his friends? You don't know who he hangs out with? How do you know he ain't cheating on you? And I was like, oh, good point. Not quite sure.
See, hey, last week that...
tighten up the reins.
You just out here minding your own business.
No, I'm okay if he's...
stuff in your head. Now you're like, hold on, wait a minute, baby.
My mama put the fear in me. She was like, you don't know who he's out with? Where is he right now? And I'm like, with his friends? Are they female? I don't know. Mama, I didn't ask.
Do you consider that, like, control? Like, you controlling the situation? How do you feel about that?
About what? Not knowing?
No. About if you find out your homegirl finally calls you, tell her he's out there dancing, and you getting this fit of rage that you need to come out there, how do you feel about that control right now? Is that, I look at that as control. Are you trying to control the situation in some form or fashion versus allowing your man to be your man and trusting that he's got your best interest?
Well, the trust was broken when he didn't tell me he was going to the club. So we're already on strike one.
But situation changed. He could have been going to such and such and such, and next thing you know,
I got two phones.
Oh, yes.
And I got a third one in the car. He can contact me if he needs to contact me.
So is it necessary for him to call you and be like, oh, by the way?
No, text is just fine.
Huh?
Text is just
text me.
He can text me. He can Facebook message me. He can direct message me on Instagram. He can tweet me.
As long as you know where he at,
he can G-chat me, WhatsApp me. I don't care what he does. Just tell me you're at the club.
So the issue is not knowing where you at. Well, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. The issue is, oh, you didn't tell me where you going.
Exactly.
But if you grown, do I gotta tell you? Or is that a
line?
If you grown, should you have to tell another grown person where you finna go?
You don't have to tell me if you're going to the library, no. But if you're going to a club around women, yes.
You
it's a woman everywhere. I wanna read one of these comments.
Oh, what other comment you got before we go on break? Because we got this chocolate letter.
Right. So basically the question is, would you tell on your best friend? I mean, would you tell about the snitching? I mean, would you snitch? if you saw your best friend's mate. Nope. You don't know what's going on in their relationship. There are some females who will get mad at you for telling them, and no matter what, she's going to stay with her man.
Well,
that is true.
I got to say to her.
Uh-oh.
Whoever that is, see, here's the thing, right? Honesty is always the best policy. Now, y'all always say that until this circumstance. Now you want to be dishonest. Now you don't want to, you want to keep your mouth shut. Well, this whole time, you've been staying by your woman the whole time. Then stand by your woman. Stand by. Stand by your homegirl. Understand that just because you told the truth, she might hate you. But then she will learn to respect you later on because you know what? You was there for her in the time of need.
Wow.
Did you just drop the mic?
He just dropped the mic, and all that means is we finna take a quick commercial break because when we get back, we about to dive into this Chocolata, and we're going to have some more of Shireen, the funny brown girl, to comment
she
her thoughts
funny.
On this later. Hey, told you. Hey, she been on HBO. She been in Dubai.
I'm also a little psycho. That's why I haven't been in a relationship in a long time.
Hey, it's good to go. So make sure y'all get y'all glass of wine, your cognac, get it right. Keep it locked. The best.
But here's the thing, though. My man was like, you know what, man? Regardless if I didn't believe you, or whatever.
Coming up next, it's the Chocolate Letter. So, fellas, grab yourself a glass of wine. Ladies, let your hair unwind. This is where it all comes out on the TJ Chapman Show. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Actress, speaker. You won't take me to Rachel's. I really want to go to Rachel's.
You need to go to Rachel's and say, hey, man, I'm at Rachel's. You get pissed off, then all of a sudden.
I'm too scared to walk into Rachel's by myself. I don't know why.
Well, you got homegirl.
What's happening? What's happening? We back, family. Oh, man. Well. I think between the break, we was talking between comments and everything, and I think one of our in-studio personnel wanted to chime in on a few things when we get ready to read this chocolate letter. But, baby, while we were doing the behind the scenes, you had a couple of comments that people were chiming in on.
Yes.
And it was quite interesting.
Yes.
Let's see some of those comments.
So somebody said, don't let him leave the house horny or hungry. Then you're good.
That's a good one.
Then we had, our mothers tell us what to do. Then we get married and our wives tell us what to do. And God forbid we have a daughter because she'll be next in line telling us what to do.
That's usually how it goes, yeah. I think.
This goes back into the question.
And mama tell you what to do?
Yeah, this back into your question when she was saying about he should call.
He should call.
Yeah. He should call.
He grown. Do you have to call me? It's a courtesy. But he ain't got to call. Unless that's a rule that you done set. Like, you call me if you go outside of what you told me you're going to go to.
No, you call me if you're going to Rachel's.
Oh.
What if I want to tell you I'm going to Rachel's?
Well...
trying to get preheated.
No, you need to call me. I want to come.
It's fun.
Yeah, see, that's what I hear. I hear it's a blast. Why can't I go?
Go.
Come on.
No, I can't go by myself.
Why?
Why?
Those Rachel's girls came up to me at the Predators game and I got all uncomfortable. They were too pretty.
Oh, they did?
I was like, I need someone to be here.
Oh. They ain't trying to grab nothing, touch nothing. Like, hey, come on to the...
Yeah, they were all like, let's take pictures. And I was just like,
Try to take you to the boom boom room.
Boom boom room. Come on.
I felt like I had too many clothes on. Like, I just felt out of place.
Booty.
Well, you know, I'm all about interacting with the people. So, I'm about to drop some bombs on the young lady who says, have sex with her before he goes out. So, I'm gonna give you a little secret. So, if a person is cheating on you, right? They're going to have sex with somebody else. Then they're going to come home. And they're going to make sure home is taken care of. So the stamina part, that doesn't really matter. That part that you're saying, having sex with somebody before they go, they're going to be straight. That don't matter. Because they're going to do what they need to do to take care of home anyway.
Right.
Mm.
Well,
let me drop like two more of these and then you go into your chocolate.
Hey, we got some more coming in. Okay. These comments coming through.
One person said, would they tell about snitching? Would have told so fast I wouldn't have even posted this. That's how fast they were gonna do it.
Oh,
they fast and fast. Jimmy John's fast.
They even had Barbecue Becky on now.
Yes. They're telling. I'm telling. They got memes with a point. I'm telling. Yes, I told my best friend when a guy she was dating tried to hit on me. Said he wished he had me first.
That ain't no different than what the question stated earlier. Ooh. Because it could be you. Are you gonna tell or are you gonna keep that same mouth closed?
Ooh. Somebody say, nope, been there and lost a friend because if they work things out after the cheating, it's you who they blame. Not my business. I tell all my homeboys, don't put nothing past nobody.
Ooh,
that's a golden rule, I must say, because I definitely believe that you should never put anything past a person. You can't be considered a best friend if you don't say anything.
Yes, amen.
So they're siding with you all.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
If they ain't giving me no hush money, I got
to
put them on blast.
Get some bags.
Lord, Lord,
get your coins.
Because that's loyalty to yourself.
Yeah. In a heartbeat. And I will have a picture for proof.
Oh, Jesus. Well, man, we got so many different pens. Wow. We gonna dive into this chocolate letter. And it's kind of, just grab your seat belts, man, and hold on tight. This chocolate letter is from a 38-year-old female. From Duval.
Right.
So they go on to say, hey TJ, I'm in need of some honest and non-judgmental advice.
All right. Starting off
already. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I know what's going to happen on this one you say that. All right. So I'm a new listener. Bless your heart. I was told about your show, by my best friend, and she suggested that I could write into your show and get advice without being judged.
Okay.
You're right, I ain't gonna judge.
I've been married for 10 years and we have 3 children. Mm. 2 boys, 4 and 8, and 11-year-old daughter. Mm. About 2 years before we got married, my husband found out that he had a low sperm count and was suffering from erectile dysfunction. And that's that commercial that they be with ED problems, you know, pop this pill, Cialis and all. Alright. So it goes on to say, in my mind, I knew this would be a problem because I really wanted to have kids. Even though I knew he had issues, I still loved him enough to marry him. Praise the Lord.
Amen to her.
So after several doctor visits, it was determined that we very well may not be able to have kids together. Mm. Mm. We talked about the possibility of adoption, but that was no go for my husband. So about a year before we got married, I ran into a few of my old roommates from college and ended up going out. In doing so, I ran into my ex-boyfriend who moved away from another state, which is why we ended up our relationship, because I can't do long-distance relationships. We had so much fun together that night, it brought back great memories. Later that evening, we ended up going to Denny's together. Next thing you know, we ended up in the back seat of his car, and we had sex. I knew it was wrong, but it felt so right.
Loving you is wrong. I don't wanna be right.
But in this case, she said it felt so right. And plus, it has been a while since my then fiance have had sex. He couldn't even stay hard. And I was getting sexually frustrated. Choice, circumstances. Couldn't keep it hard. I'm getting sexually frustrated. Circumstances.
Negative.
Don't look at me like that.
Still a choice.
Negative.
Still a choice. Okay. All right. Let me continue. My bad. Continue on. All right. So I felt the opportunity had presented itself. About a week later, my husband was finally able to get hard and stay hard, and of course, we ended up having sex. Bless your heart. He probably took that Cialis. Good job. All right. So a month had gone by, and I had not yet had my period. Only to find out that it was because I was pregnant. Go figure. My husband and I was thrilled at the fact that we would be having our first child together. It wasn't until I noticed my daughter's facial features began to change, only to find out that my daughter started looking like my ex. So I secretly had a DNA test done, and Mari, what did it say? Your husband was not the father. In other words, the daughter belonged to the ex-boyfriend. I knew if I told my husband, he would be devastated. At this point, my husband felt that it was a blessing from God that he could finally produce enough sperm for us to have more kids. And of course, my husband kept trying to get me pregnant with no success. I wanted to tell him so many times that he wasn't the reason why I was able to get pregnant. So to keep my husband happy, I called my ex to continue to have sex with me. That way my kids would all still look the same. My ex agreed that he would help me out and get me pregnant.
Amen.
This went on for 7 years until I had 2 more kids by my ex.
Team player.
Whew.
He's definitely a team player.
Man. So finally, I decided enough was enough. I done got my 3 kids by you. My heart has changed. I done got my life right. I done got saved.
Amen.
That's the only thing that would stop you, right? That's the only thing that would probably stop you.
Won't he do it?
Of course, my ex got mad that he could no longer have sex with me and threatened to send the DNA results to my husband if I didn't continue to have sex with him. I'm in a situation where I've opened up Pandora's box and not sure how to close it without hurting my husband and destroying my family. Should I continue having sex with my ex in order to protect my family? Or should I just be honest with my husband and let him know that it's your fault I ended up having sex with somebody else? What should I do?
Tell your husband.
Well, I'm going to start with our special guest because she's over here. We're going to let Funny Brown Girl comment away. What you got for her? What should she do?
She needs to keep banging the ex because she's going to end up a single mom with 3 kids if she doesn't. So she needs to bore down that sex, stop doing it in the back of a car, get a bed, lay there, and take it like a woman.
Well, I think that's where the rest of 2 came from the bed.
Shit.
Huh? Where the what came from?
I think the other 2 kids came from the bed.
I don't know. I don't know where they were doing it, but she needs to make it boring. Obviously, she's putting up a show if he's not, like, willing to walk away. So stop making it a show.
They used to hunch back in the day. Remember that before he left and went to the other state? They used to hunch a whole lot.
I need more information
It's been 11 years that they've been doing this thing. Oh, yeah. There's something going on. There's more than just sex happening here.
It's an old flame that
there's no explanation you need.
I mean, I need to know where his financial stability at. Mm-hmm. You know, just a little bit more because she need to put it on the line. At this point, it's time to put it on the line.
You've been married to that woman just as long as her husband been married to the woman.
Well, the issue, ultimately, truthfully, you crazy. The biggest problem is the judge is not going to. You know, those are technically going to be
the husband's kids
at this point.
Oh, the kids are, no, that's
so,
my dad right now.
So, you know, for financial support and all, they will get a divorce, but she would probably lose the kids.
What did Deuteronomy say?
Well,
Deuteronomy 101 say what?
Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32, and it says, "Thy shall tell thy husband what thy has done."
Yes.
No.
And go to counseling.
And therefore,
it's going to be worse if he finds out.
You thy might get choketh in front of the children, but understand it came from a place of love.
Okay. Well, if this was a white family, yeah, I'd be scared that the woman's going to end up murdered and like dismembered. Have you seen all the white guys killing their wives lately and the children?
Let's go on to the lake and take a fishing trip.
Like, no, if you are white, then you should not say anything.
Ooh, Jesus.
They don't play.
No, because we have enough stories coming out of Florida. We don't need another one right now. We're good.
They will kill their wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
They will, and the kids maybe too. You
Everybody.
Never know.
They black. They black.
Okay.
They black.
So go tell it and go to counseling. Go tell it on the mountain.
And when you go tell it on the mountain, make sure the counselor's in front of you because
and the police.
He'll be able to prevent.
Don't
you
get your concealed weapon permit.
Well, only thing I'm going to tell you, sweetheart, is first thing you need to do is figure out what's most important to you. Is your husband the most important thing or your children the most important thing? I'm being AD today. Or children are the most important thing. Or you the most important thing. Once you figure out who's the most important thing in this situation, then you should know how to move accordingly. If it's your children, they're always going to have a father because the father knew who the father was from the jump. If it's
your husband, sperm
donor,
is
you?
No,
yeah.
No, he
sperm donor is.
According to he agreed to everything that was going on, and he knows he's the father. So they're going to be taken care of by the biological father.
Biological.
So what's important to you? Is your marriage important to you? Your husband important to you? Then if that's the case, then you need to keep up. Point blank. If it's not the case, if you are the most important part of this thing, then you need to be honest with those involved. One person know, other person don't. So you need to do what you need to do.
I still feel the children are the most important at this point because right now they believe that, I don't know the dude's name, just throw out a name because, you know, they're black.
Daddy number two.
It's probably named Terrence or something. I don't know.
Terrence
feel that these are my children.
Yeah, but you don't want her to feel trapped because it's like if she don't tell her husband and continue fucking the ex-boyfriend, she feel trapped in that situation. And if she stops sleeping with him, she's going to lose her husband regardless.
So you need to go ahead and just tell her yourself because... That way, when
because dude can get pissed off one day and be like, you know what, fuck this, I'm done with you. I'm about to tell your husband.
Well, you know, anyway. You know how women do? They always set themselves up for success. They always got that little bag where money is, where you ain't got, where the man ain't got no money. It's the same situation. Now, if you want to coast along until you figure out the best way to get rid of ex-boyfriend, by all means. But you need to be figuring that out.
Yeah. I wonder if he got like a wife or something at home that she can't right. She can't have no kids or something and something wrong with her eggs or fallopian tube or something.
No.
That's what I want to know. Like, what are you doing? I mean, all these women out here, why you want her?
Check this out. I'm gonna tell you how this thing work out. Because number one, she paying. She's furnishing this guy. Because at the end of the day, if he felt the need to come, if he felt the need to blackmail her, that means she's already paying.
Yeah.
And he don't want to lose all the benefits. It ain't about the sex. It's about the benefits.
Mm. Like, do he see these kids? Do he spend time with these kids?
No, probably not.
Mm-hmm. You know who they are? He got pictures. She showed them to him.
Yeah.
Like,
they know because they had an agreement.
Look at LeTerrence Jr.
They got an agreement. She knows. He knows. The only reason why they kept bucking, because this is what the papers say, is because she wanted the kids to keep looking like the way they need to be looking. So she knew, and he knew.
He getting that bag.
Because now I want to know, because she went and got saved.
Yeah.
because she said, finally I decided to have enough was enough. And ended with my ex because she done found the Lord, and the Lord done touched her heart to say, stop fornicating.
Well, she know what to do then.
She paying how she wait.
I think, ma'am, I need to follow up on this one, sure enough, because it's too many gaps. You can go ahead and tell your husband, but tell him in a place that he's happy. Happy enough to be like, you know what, I'm going to deal with you later, but we're going to have a good time tonight. And maybe throw it on them or something. I don't know.
They definitely need counseling.
And definitely get counseling, because at the end of the day, make sure to pass in the room. Make sure to pass in the room since you got to say, get a pastor. That's it. Make sure you have a pastor in a happy place, because I'm sure he probably saved and sanctified because he know he got a low.
But his ex-boyfriend got a job. Does he have a job?
We need more.
I'm sure he do.
I need to know about your husband.
I'm sure if he did.
What he do for a living?
More information about this real baby daddy.
I'm talking about, does the real baby daddy have a job? That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, like that's. I need to know
how his financial situation. What's his credit score?
He had a job. I'm sure he's working the shit out of her.
Nah, she not no sugar mama.
She is me.
She ain't no sugar mama.
Okay. She tried to be a sugar mama. Pay attention. Keep that hush-hush
going. Pay attention.
She ain't a sugar mama. Now he might.
He got leverage over her.
She want that hard. She want that hard. She want that hard. So
this was a plan. This was a plan by him. Pay attention when he because you know the jig is always gonna be up.
Always up.
So he already had this in his mind. So pay attention. That was his trump card. That's always been his trump card.
Yeah, it is. So, ma'am, just do it. That's all I gotta say. Just tell him, do what you gotta do. Shireen?
No. Just move the family. Go to California. Find a new job. Start over. Change your last name.
Do something for me. So, in the meantime, go ahead and tell the people how they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Funny Brown Girl, Facebook, Twitter, Funny Brown Girl, or www.funnybrowngirl.com.
It's a pleasure coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Hopefully I can be
on your show when
you
get it back up for season two.
For sure.
Make sure you guys tune in next week. We have another special guest coming through, and we're going to continue this series because it's definitely something that we need to talk about. So y'all be safe. Make sure you guys tune us on Spotify, Stitcher,